Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian nerd, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. It is Nostalgia Week here on the Daily Nerd Devo, which is a perfect week for a child of the 80s like me. I love the 80s. I love everything about the 80s. My favorite television show, Star Trek The Next Generation, premiered in 1987, 2 days after my 6th birthday. I had a bootleg copy of The Return of the Jedi on VHS, which I wore out until the tracking couldn't fix it anymore. And as I speak that sentence, I realize it is a very 80s sentence. So many of the things I loved as a child have found new life with movies, reboots, and new toy lines. If it weren't for my children constantly listening to the Frozen 2 soundtrack, my Apple Music replay would be filled with songs from the 80s. Why listen to any new songs when I can listen to Africa by Toto? I'm especially nostalgic about my favorite video games from the 80s. I remember playing Super Mario Brothers just way back in the day. We did not own a Nintendo, but I had friends who did, and every time we hung out at their house, I wanted to play Mario and Duck Hunt. Growing up with the original NES, I had a ton of fond memories of that system. Mario was great. I loved Excitebike and Kung Fu. I didn't like sports growing up, but I loved Tecmo Bowl and Double Dribble. I loved those games as a kid because they were awesome. Now, though, with the Nintendo Switch, which I do own, I've been able to go back and play some of those old games through the Nintendo Virtual Console. I played a lot of Punch-Out and a little Ghouls and Ghosts. Going back and playing old games is fine, but if it weren't for the nostalgia factor, I don't know if I would like them as much. I played some of the original Legend of Zelda on the Virtual Console, and it's not that great. Like, sure, the music is awesome and it's all nostalgic, but Breath of the Wild is a much, much better game. And that's how it should be, right? A game that came out 30 years later should be better. Technology has improved so much that the story of Link trying to save Zelda can now be told in a much more compelling fashion. I loved Kung Fu, but there wasn't much more than going left and right while jumping and kicking. Also in that game, I was never sure what the little people were trying to do to my leg. Kung Fu was a great action game in 1984, but it can't really compare to the current crop of action titles. We can appreciate the nostalgia of our favorite old video games, but we can't let that nostalgia keep us from seeing something new and something better. I think about this a lot when it comes to my spiritual life and my ministry life. It's so easy to remember all the ways that God worked in my life when I was younger. God spoke so much to me when I would go on mission trips or when I was at camp. When I was older, I was totally moved by going to conferences. I'll sometimes just daydream about great seasons of ministry when I was serving alongside some of my best friends in the world. Sometimes remembering those moments and those seasons, though, it turns ugly. Instead of just remembering and celebrating those times, I start to wonder why my life today doesn't look like it did back then. Well, why don't I get to go to camp and have a mountaintop experience every year? Why isn't God speaking to me as much as he did when I went to that conference? Man, ministry would be so much better if I could just do it with all the same people I did it with before. Instead of remembering the past and appreciate what God is doing in my life right now, I get trapped in nostalgia and I miss out on what God is wanting to do in my life today. I lose sight of the present, how God wants to work in my life, because I'm so focused on what God has done before. And some of God's people fell into this trap after they returned from the exile. Nehemiah and Ezra had rallied the people to rebuild the wall and to rebuild the temple. And on the day when the new temple was dedicated, there were some in the crowd who wept because the new temple wasn't as beautiful as the old one. Instead of recognizing how God had been good and kept his promises to bring them back home, they were stuck in the past. And I'm all for nostalgia in its various forms. I grew up in the 80s. Seemingly everything is set up for me to be nostalgic. However, we can't allow nostalgia of pleasant memories from the past to keep us from seeing how God wants to work in our lives right now. We can't cling to the ways that God met us in the past when he wants to meet us in a new way today. Seasons of ministry or life may have been really good back then, But it's not like God ran out of goodness to pour into our lives right now. God has blessed us in the past, but focusing on those blessings might keep us from seeing the blessings that he has for us right now and in the future. I love the 80s, and I do everything I can to keep the dream of that decade alive. And I'm sure there's something in your life for which you are extremely nostalgic. It is awesome to go back to something old and familiar. Our past memories, they are worth remembering. Our past experiences, they're worth celebrating. But we cannot let them keep us from seeing what God is doing right here and right now. That is all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Hit that by going to nogsquad.com. Once again, I am Scott Higa, the Christian nerd for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, love God, love others, and be a better nerd.